Hello there, it's Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and today I've come up to Shore 5 Rehearsal Studios up at Royton to meet Phil and Gaz from OK Broken. Now firstly, two very exciting projects that OK Broken are involved in is with the BBC, UK's Best Part-Time Band competition, and then there's also the Soundwaves event, which OK Broken have another qualifying stage in Leeds in a couple of weeks. So well, firstly, the BBC show or event, UK's Best Part-Time Band. Just tell us a little bit about that then.
We've seen it on, it come up on Flinty's, Dave Flint from Shore 5, it come up on his Facebook page, didn't it, that they were auditioning bands. We had to fill a form out, you filled it out, didn't you, Gaz?
Yeah.
About what we're about, our music and what have you, influences and stuff.
What's the prize? Is it a TV show they're putting on or a radio show?
It's kind of like a battle of the bands. So they're doing a heat every week featuring five bands from a certain region.
Mm.
The heats are going to be on BBC4.
Yeah.
And then I think there's three legends involved that are going to be part of a mentoring team. We don't know anything about them yet. But and then the final is going to be shown on BBC2.
Right,
so,
okay.
I mean, I don't know if there's any prize per se, but obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Coverage.
Yeah, the coverage on that.
But you've already had some production company down to sort of have a look at you and do a bit of filming, so that must have been exciting in itself.
Yeah, it's a new experience, isn't it? TV-wise, it's a bit different, you know, having to think about how you interview sort of thing.
Mm.
It was exciting, wasn't it?
So where are you kind of up to with that then?
We're waiting for the next stage now, aren't we? We're waiting to hear back.
We've done what we need to do now, really. They said if we don't hear back by November, then it's pretty much a no, but they're out on tour for 3 weeks, seeing all these bands in different regions and stuff,
But I think you've done well getting to kind of the stage.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking at it as experiencing that way, aren't we? It's something that not a lot of people have done, and we've managed to do it, so we're happy with where we're at now. It's good that we've got this far.
Well, it leads me perfectly onto the Soundwaves competition, which again is a bit like a talent competition, battle of the bands type thing, and you've already made your way through a couple of stages, I think, and now you've got a big gig in Leeds on the 27th of September, so tell us a little bit about that, Gaz, where you're up to.
Yeah, so we went up to the Licorist in Leeds.
Good job you said that, because my list wasn't even...
Licorist. About a month ago.
Yeah.
Played them waiting in line, and they seemed to dig that, so we got an email back saying, can we come up to do a heat against a couple of other bands back at the Licorist again in Leeds at the end of September. And then sell some tickets, get some people down, and see if we can get through to the next heat. I'm not too sure if it's a heat after this one or whether a decision will be made.
Yeah,
because they're doing it.
Yeah,
you meet two like industry professionals and do a gig in front of them, and then you're on.
What's the prize at the end of Soundwave?
We get to play a support slot at Leeds O2 Academy, which is quite a prestigious venue. It's probably on par with Academy One in Manchester. Yeah, quite a big venue. Yeah. So I'm guessing the band that will be on headlining are pretty much there themselves.
Mm.
And then studio time, photo shoots, press coverage, and then obviously mentorship and advice and stuff from.
Yeah.
We're kind of just taking it as it comes, aren't we? Not really thinking of an end game yet.
Earlier in the year, you did a short film called Differently Okay, which was very well received but you're doing a longer version of a film now. Just tell us a little bit about
it's
that.
It's going to be a full length feature film, innit? About an hour and a half. Probably longer by the time they've cut everything.
God, yeah.
It's written by Louis Beckett, who owns the Miners in Moston, where we had our film premiere. It's a silent film with music and
score,
like
innit? Yeah, soundtrack on the top.
We've got quite a big part in it. We can't really say. Did you see That's Manchester last night? Paul Owen and Louis Beckett were on it last night.
All right.
Paul Owen's got his own show.
Yeah.
And he described it as like, he said, we can't tell them what OK Broken are doing, but let's just say they put their all into it and throw themselves into it. And I pretty much do throw myself into it, don't I?
Yeah. Phil should have had a stunt double for some of the stuff.
From what Louis said, it's looking at end of November, early December.
Yeah.
It's going to be finished, done, boxed off. We'll do a big premiere party again at the Miners.
Yeah.
Seems to have to do it anywhere else when we've got a cinema and done it. And
there's some big bands in it as well. I know, like Red Light Effects. And the moods.
The moods, yeah, Death to the Strange.
It's going to be one big shindig when we have a premiere.
Yeah, good.
There'll be quite a few bands on.
Yeah, you're obviously into this acting bit as well, Gaz.
When I went to music technology school, there was a drama class like next door.
Yeah.
So I used to seep into there and do a bit of thespianism.
Yeah.
Hey? Do the old Shakespeare. Yeah. Just walk in with my school ready. Yeah. Just do some Hamlet for him.
So. Just in case he needed it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I must have soaked it up, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I act like a fool half the time anyway, so.
Oh, that's after battle, you're halfway there.
Just in front of
the
camera, yeah.
Nice to be working with them lot though, innit? Like, maybe in the hall and...
Mm. You see this other world of stuff. That's a good thing. It's not. We're not just in a room being a band.
Yeah,
making up songs and going out gigging. We're part of this big spider's web of production, and it's great.
It's just coverage, isn't it? Yeah. You know, it's getting as much coverage as we possibly can, and enjoying ourselves while we do it, and hopefully making everyone else laugh and sing along. You know, it's one of them, isn't it?
Do either of you see yourselves as future professional actors? Have you any ambitions?
I want to get myself in Hollyoaks. I think that the film's quite a good audition tape for Hollyoaks, because it's not great acting, but I think it's good enough for Hollyoaks now. I'd love to have a chat with Shirelli, who did the first film, because I'd love to do a sequel.
We've talked about it and we've batted it around and it's not something out of reach, is it? It's just getting the right...
If she fancied doing it for some reason, it would be great to do a sequel. Mm. There is a story beyond what we showed in the film. Yeah. Isn't there, getting signed and stuff?
Yeah. Well, that might be something for after your next film.
Yeah, yeah. The next project. It could be like a This Is England thing.
It'll be on internet database. We'll just have a long list.
You have got a few gigs coming up with OK Broken later in the year. You're supporting All the King's Men.
Yeah, that'll be a big gig for us. It's the first gig that we've worked with Mancunia Promotions. I approached them and just said, like, we'd love to work with you, and if we're what you're looking for, go for it, you know, it'd be great. And they come back straight away and they're really into what we do.
Yeah.
They've offered us a couple of support slots. We could fill one of them, which was with All the King's Men, which I'm happy about because they're a top band and they are an up-and-coming band, so we're on with them. It's a chance for us to showcase what we can do, innit? It's going to be an important gig for us.
Where's it?
It's at the Live Rooms in town. It'll be a big gig for us, that.
The week after, you're featuring on the March of the Mods at Audenshaw, which is in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust.
You see, a lot of big bands, they have the festivals on at the MEN, don't they, and do the Teenage Cancer Trust gigs and whatnot, so it'd be good to get on that.
It's going to be busy as well. I think it's already sold out, isn't it?
One last question I wanted to ask you about is this this gig you did at Tesco on Featherstone Road, lads, a few weeks ago, and you did an acoustic, was it an acoustic set?
Yeah, it's kind of.
For the shoppers that were passing by, just tell us how it came about and how it went.
My stepmum, Suzette, she works at Tesco, and one of her co-workers asked if she knew anybody that could get on this Rock the Shop week, because he was organising the event, and she said it was straight away, and it, without hesitation, we said we'd do it, didn't we, because it was just, who does that on a Saturday afternoon, you know what I mean, just playing in the middle of a supermarket. Initially they wanted us to play full band and give it a bit of oomph, but there's no chance in that sort of place.
But I think you just set up a little gazebo type thing.
We had a little gazebo going. We had Adam on a cajon. Like a drum box. We all turned down a bit, didn't we?
It was really good. We changed the setting of the songs and
sort of off really the cuff as well, didn't we? Yeah. We didn't rehearse it, we just sort of went with how it felt, and we got a good reception out of it. We thought everyone would be walking past with their hands in their ears and
screaming. I didn't see one person do that. We even got a booking off it, didn't we?
Yeah, we got a little cheeky gig booking off it.
Yeah. Somewhere called the Gallows or something like that.
Yeah. Good. So it was great. Maybe you do it again sometime. Definitely. Maybe it has the next time.
It's shopping centre.
Hey, we got a box of Krispy Kremes and some beer out of it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
If every gig paid like that, I mean, we'll be doing it every other day.
Yeah, the only problem was we're all stood outside Tesco drinking bottles of Budweiser.
We were like teenagers, weren't we? Shoes it out.
Good stuff. Right, that's a great point to finish on, I think, for now. So, obviously... keep us updated, lads, and you can read in the Chronicle and listen in the Chronicle or to the audios how OK Broken are faring this year with the filming, the music and everything else. So thanks, lads.
Yeah, cheers.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheers.